Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam and Reki screeching towards the finish line.
And ends with Tadashi realizing he was wrong. This is minute 21 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Although, it's not Nobody anymore, it's no. Reki.
His name's Reki.
We love Reki now.
That was really heartwarming. I love
chanting
that.
For Reki.
You
sweet. Were getting some feels there, Caitlin.
Yeah.
I'm assuming during the sub.
Yes, during the sub. But the whole thing.
And then
thing
you were shaking your head during the dub. Why was that?
You know my feelings about the dub and the concept of fun, and that they just can't fucking stand to even talk about fun at all for some reason.
They hate fun.
So much so that it absolutely fucks them over in the end when they
cooked them.
Get a comparison scene like they did in this minute.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell when you're going to have foreshadowing on Infinite Minute. An Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
Like when Mitch mentioned the other day that you can hear the stove turning on in the background of one of our episodes, and then at the end you're like, oh, my dinner's ready.
Oh,
and I listened
funny.
Back to that episode and you legit can just hear the stove turning
wow,
on.
Wow,
like,
that's amazing.
I didn't even realize.
As in like the sound?
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. So good. Like, we're geniuses.
Give us all the awards.
Important for give us the podcast awards. Give
come
us
on guys.
Get us on get Hamish and Andy, are you listening? Get us on Listener. Get us on the Listener app. Get us more sports gambling
yes.
ads.
Oh my god, please. That's where the money's at.
Don't. it's a disease.
It's awful.
It's really bad. They're doing a really big anime scream at the start of this minute.
Yeah, they are. They're in this weird red zone. That they somehow got themselves into.
I believe I called it a urethra last time.
Oh, Lord. A red urethra, Jesus Christ.
The classic anime trope, red urethra, blue urethra. You got to have one
of both.
Is that
the episode title?
Balance it out. No, hell no. But it's a contender.
Oh, shit.
They are screeching through the red zone and we see them like go past in a pretty cool way, I must say.
I think something we failed to mention in the last minute, and maybe we did, but was how like intense the music is in this part.
Mm.
And there's like a lot going on. There's like intense bass and like drums, but then there's also like this like noise, like it's like a digital like phone keypad noise or something. Like it's full on.
Yeah, that synth work is just
yes.
like
synth. That's
really
the
crazy.
Word I was looking for.
Yeah, synthetic keyboard. And Reki straight up loses a wheel.
Yeah, it fully cracks off, which, again, is this not what happened to Lunga's board, or...?
Lunga's board snapped. The end of the board snapped off, but snapped he didn't off. Lose a wheel.
Yeah,
but
gotcha.
Reki has lost a wheel, which is new, but it's, like, very similar circumstances.
Yes, yeah, fair
and
enough.
And Lunga still won.
Yeah, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine. You know?
I mean, whatever. It is... what do you say? A god in the machine, as the Greeks would say. Deus ex machina.
Oh, yes.
But, like, you know, he has to lose, right?
He does. He does have to lose to move the story forward. And it is actually a fantastic, like, way to... come full circle on this plot of Reki finding the joy in skateboarding again.
Yeah. It was a hollow victory for Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Reki is not a sore loser here.
No, in fact, he's celebrated as though he is the winner.
Yeah, which irks
Adam. Oh, he hates it.
To say the least, and completely kills his erection, to say the most. Hates it.
Hates it.
I'm the winner.
I'm the winner.
Yeah, he did.
I'm the winner here.
Sore winner.
The way he's just like bent over on all fours as well. Like, it's just every
muddy.
Single position they put this man in is slutty.
We didn't really talk about the coolness of the multiple shot photo finish as well.
Oh, that yeah. was cool. Oh, yes. That was very cool.
With the sparks.
Yes.
Mm. And then them just like completely stacking it.
Yeah. And Reki like crosses the line like, like almost vertically on his board.
Diagonally.
Did he say diagonally?
We love Harry Potter here. All us millennials want is to like get a little AI prompter and just be like new Harry Potter.
Yes, we all with our little Deathly Hallows tattoos.
Yeah. And then I'll put in my little pacifier, I'll put in my little fairy butt plug and I'll watch Harry Potter and be happily entertained. In the home when I'm put there when I'm 40.
Oh shit.
Oh, we love it.
We adore it.
Isn't there something about a Harry Potter fanfic being published as like
oh, it's probably All the Young Dudes, is it?
All the Young Dudes?
All the Young Dudes is a very popular Marauders era fanfiction. That a lot of people like have bound and have sold.
Oh.
Illegally.
Mm, as you would.
So if there is gossip of a Harry Potter fan fiction being sold, my money would 100% be on that. Either that or Manacled. Mm. It could be Manacled.
I believe it's Manacled.
There you go.
Triggered the memory there.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Look at you, fanfic wiki.com. Yeah.
Manacled is a Dramione fanfic.
Classic. Yes. But yeah, I think they're doing the Twilight thing.
Oh, yes.
Or the Fifty Shades of Grey.
Fifty Shades thing, yes.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Where it's completely legally distinct magic school.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you read Manacled?
I have not.
Oh.
I have not.
No. I only read real books.
No, I have a more favourite Dramione fanfiction. The very first fanfiction I ever read was Dramione, and it was
called... My Immortal?
No, it was called Isolation by Bex Chan. I think I've told this story before. Erin and I sat on the couch and read it. We'd never read a fanfiction together. Not together, ever. And I started reading it. And I was like, Erin, I think you should read this. And I sent it to her. And we just sat on the couch and read it all day. It was amazing.
And that one moment ruined your life.
That one moment changed the course of my life forever.
You know what? It actually fucking did, though.
Yeah, like, this girl would not be sitting in doors. My...
Yeah. You would not have an Italian right girl now. Sitting in your house if you hadn't read that fanfic. Like, literally. That is a real sliding doors moment.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I have many of those. Erin, that's crazy. Erin getting me to watch Fruits Basket again towards the end of 2020 is like massive. Mm. Like if she hadn't have decided to watch Fruits, no, sorry, not again for the first time. She watched Fruits Basket for the first time and was like, Caitlin, you should watch this. And that's what kickstarted my obsession with anime again.
We wouldn't be doing this.
We would not be doing this.
watching Fruits Basket.
No, we wouldn't be as close as we are now, I don't think.
Oh, cute.
That's cute. Really, like, probably wouldn't be talking as much as we are.
Yeah. Because we, like, I moved to Melbourne as you kind of moved away from Melbourne. Yeah, yeah.
Aw, how nice.
It's true. What a real sliding doors moment.
Thanks, Aaron, for
thanks, Aaron.
Getting me to watch Fruits Basket.
Adam's on his elbows and knees.
He is. They hit the ground very hard. Even Adam does, who was just going fast. Mm. Like, he could have found a way to stop.
But he's breathing hard. Like, he was actually tested.
Oh, yeah.
By Rocky. Closest win he's probably ever had.
Probably.
Mm.
Which is amazing to think that, you know, like a scrappy little nobody got that performance out of him.
There was a fantastic little dub bit here. As Ricky's running, as Lunga's running out with his classic, Ricky!
Classic Howard.
There's a dub girl in the background that just goes, oh, wait.
Oh, wait?
So funny. Yeah, she's like, like, oh, I think he's not moving. And then Lunga's like, Ricky. And then she's like, oh, wait.
Oh, wait, I didn't hear this.
You got it. It's so funny.
I don't think he's moving. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Hold up. So good. Such a good little moment. The best moment of the dub. Because it goes downhill from here. Yeah, the dub fucked itself. But yeah, the crowd chants Reki's name.
They do. Before they realise. And they're chanting. It's quiet. It's full on. Reki. They all remember it. And they must have only known it from the fact that he just said, it's Reki, don't you forget it. And then they all remembered it, which is amazing. But
they didn't forget it.
They didn't forget it, and they're cheering for him even though he lost, which is so cute. And no one seems to care that Adam won. And Adam is, like, literally, at least David was, like, furious about it.
I won this race.
Like, how sad.
I'm the winner.
It was me. I'm the winner. It was me.
And then we get really off-model Lunga. Over Reki's dead body.
Why does he look like a Muppet?
He looked, like a Muppet, like a dinosaur. Like, there's just something weird going on.
Yeah, not quite right.
Muppet Lunga. But Reki's fine.
Do you think they, this is a little sort of like a bait here where he's like shivering on the ground. It's meant to sound like he's crying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old cry but laugh.
Cry but laugh. Yeah. We just did that with Cherry.
We did, yeah.
Bless.
Somebody got crying into laughter on the mind.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very
specific.
Soon after each other. And the whole gang is suddenly there as well over his laughing now body.
Yeah, this is very cute. This is the other thing, right, that this minute puts forward is that regardless of if you win or lose, your family will be there for you. That's not what gives you family. That's not what gives you love. It's not winning the race. It's creating that family around you.
Heavy, bro.
Yeah.
That's some good shit. Is that what Tadashi is seeing
here? I think so.
Mm.
I think it is.
That these moments of skating together is the real joy, the real fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The real family we found was skateboarding.
Oh, Lord.
Roll credits.
I love when Reki...
Roll palm trees.
Did Reki's Japanese VA do that yitta sound when he did that? I didn't listen.
Let's We have the technology, Caitlin. Let's roll back the tape.
I could just put do it as well, but I...
He goes... Ah! That's really good.
Oh, no. I want to listen to it now. Oh, cute.
Cute.
He sounds so like worn out but happy. It's adorable. Mm. I love Ricky's VA.
And yeah, Tadashi sees Ricky say this. It's so much fun. And then we cut back to young Adam refusing to admit that skateboarding is fun.
This made me so angry. Like, unreasonably
it was perfect
angry.
In the sub, yes. Right? It was perfect. Like, they almost say the same line. It's like a really good illusion. They're in like the same pose.
Yeah. Or like change Reki's line then to match
to match what you've already
Adam
done.
Did. Yeah. Doesn't make sense to change it.
No.
He no, could have because said they're... that exactly. He could have said, of course I'm fine. I live to skate like that.
Yeah. They could have just used what they had.
Yeah.
But instead they didn't.
I don't know. It was a very odd choice. I don't know.
We've said it before. Like, well, I've said it before. Subs over dubs. I'm always subs always. Over dubs. But like, we're giving it a chance, you know?
We are. And like yeah. we said, you can't foreshadow what is going to be repeated and referenced back to in future eps, but...
Yeah. But then you can, like, learn from what has happened and you're mm-hmm. kind of, like, doing reverse foreshadowing yeah. and, like, finding out as it happens.
But also the dub was a few weeks behind the sub anyway, so they should have known.
Yeah.
They should have known.
Is this just, like, less of a quality thing and more of just a... just
churn
the,
it
the
out.
Work? Yeah, yeah, churn it out, like... just get it done, get it in.
Probably.
It
they probably kind of don't, they're yeah. probably not expecting people like you and me to pick it apart, like this, in all honesty.
No. Or all the, you know, oomphies who do like meticulously still pick it apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love you. Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's just they fucked,
they fucked
the
it.
They fucked it. They really fucked it.
I gotta say, I did love the recce Adam parallel again. I always so love it. It's just so perfect.
It's the, like, and to see Adam in the way he is now compared to the way he was then is like, yeah, real yeah. moment for Tadashi to be like,
yeah.
oh, I was wrong.
Yeah. Or like, which was also or so like funny. That is the path recce could have gone down if he stayed in the dark place. You know, like, there's just so many parallels between them. It's great.
Love that. Skipping ahead, but I did laugh so much when Tadashi in the English was just like, I guess I was wrong about this. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I guess. No, you were. Don't guess. You know now. It's like the nice chair Scott Pilgrim. Oh, I guess it's wrong that I tried to pick up a team. No, it is, brother.
It is, my dude. It is. But the fam is there.
Yeah, the fam's there. Mia rubbing
his
eyes.
Mia's having a little cry. He's just wiping his eyes, bless him.
Not bad, Slime.
Also, Kaoru just like, you're not as bad as I thought you were. That's fucking yeah, rude. Right?
Backhanded bitch.
You weren't as close to the finish line as I was, bitch.
Gosh. Oh, and yeah, Tadashi watching from the sidelines. I guess I was wrong. Sees Lunga touching Reki's titty from afar in freeze frame. A nice little tableau. The final shot is kind of like Adam still on the ground with Tadashi looking over him. Very low poly Tadashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't see either of their faces. It's very, no. Yeah. Mysterious. We don't know what's going to happen
abstracted.
Next. Yeah. Like, yeah. What are they thinking? How are they feeling?
Well, yeah, Tadashi's in a, I would say, an introspective place, a place for change, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, this is what I've been doing is wrong. I shouldn't have taken that boy to the Love Hotel for more than a quarter of that episode.
God, that was depressing. That was so depressing.
Like, all that stuff is finally hitting.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Just took too long.
Oh, boy.
And that's the minute.
That's it. What a
we kind of breezed
minute.
Through that, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a huge amount in there.
No. I mean, it's nice that the family is like, we were worried about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment?
It can't be the, oh, wait. my non-favorite moment was the dub, like, fucking itself again. I guess, like, I don't know, the crowd maybe chanting Reki, like that's just a little heartwarming moment for Reki.
Yeah,
like he, it's a moral victory, I guess.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I think I love that part as well. Like, I literally, you
sorry,
saw
I stole
me,
it.
You saw my face. I was just like, oh, it's the cutest thing ever. But I think not just for the awesomeness of the moment, but for like what that means for Reki, I think is.
Mm.
The lesson that Reki has learned from this is very important to the whole story.
I think seeing the dub cook that little line so much kind of made the Japanese hit less. Because it was good in the Japanese. Yes. It was like, oh, they're the same person. Like, they're saying the same things. They think the same things. Yeah. Like, skateboarding is it for them. Yeah. And then they just cooked that with the Baby Adam line, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
Is that Jonathan?
I don't know.
Big meow. Well, tweet at us on X, formerly known as Twitter, infinite_minute.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
And this episode, what were we going to call it?
I can't say it. That's like a tongue twister.
Red urethra.
It's like
red urethra,
like...
blue urethra. Red urethra, blue urethra.
It's like red leather, yellow leather. Fuck, that's actually hard to say.
Well, now it has to be the episode title. I was going to say it's not going to be, but now, no, it's not going
no,
to be.
No, you can say red leather.
No, it cannot be. Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah.
No, bye.
Bye.
I don't know what it's going to be called now. I love life. I love skateboarding. It's so much frickin' fun.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.